Thank you, Lord. We just praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. We thank you for our prayers being answered. We thank you, Lord, for all the people that have testimonies and praise reports from the prayers that we've answered, or that you've answered for us, Lord. And we thank you for it. Lord, we ask that tonight that you open up your ears to hear, Lord, because we're going to sing some, we're going to bring some good praise and worship to you. And while we're listening to it, we're going to be singing right along with them and maybe even dancing a little bit. We thank you for it, Father. Dancing before the Lord. Might even do it like David did. That would be awesome. Thank you, Father. With the video off. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. And we just praise you, Father, for your humor with us too, Lord. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that your gifts be in operation tonight. And Lord, that we do have an open heaven. We thank you for that golden cord, Kurt's golden cord that you showed him, that's knitting our hearts even closer and closer together in one accord. Thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father. You're such a wonderful, wonderful, merciful, gracious God. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die on the cross for us, Lord. As sinners, you did it, and we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're an awesome God. Ooh, my, my, my. Okay. I know we got some people to pray for tonight. Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, you already knew about me because I told you, so I might as well be bold and start it off. It's you prayed for the car before, and I haven't been to this safety, I don't know, what is it, yearly safety inspection thing, and I made myself weak because I'm going tomorrow, and that's the last day. I need the car for... So if it doesn't pass, I don't have a car for the work there. And it's not really so, it's about the car, but I could go and have it fixed or have, you know, those things. But at the same time, I felt that I should try to stand in faith. And so it's a battle within me, of course. My flesh is telling me, you know, it's like, what if it doesn't pass? What are you going to do? You don't have a backup plan. So I didn't want to make a backup plan because I don't want to have that as like a safety thing. So, but I would really like you guys to pray for me, with me. I mean, that I'm able to stand in faith for this and believe for this. So, That's my prayer request.
Okay, let's do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you hear Mike's prayer and his request. And I ask and I pray, Father, that you instill in him bold faith to believe that you're going to do what he has prayed for, what we have prayed for, and that he's going to trust you implicitly, Lord. I command doubt and unbelief to go from him right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that he's going to have great and bold faith when he walks in there, drives in there, that they're not going to find nothing wrong with that car in Jesus' name. We command that car to be healed in the name of Jesus. Every test on it's going to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for it right now. In Jesus' name, and he can rest assured that you will back up what you said that we, if we ask, that you'll do it. And that's what we're doing, Father, right now. In Jesus' name, I believe it, Lord. Everybody else said, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you all. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else?
We have a testimony and prayer request. A testimony with prayer request.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
God healed Jonah. God did a miracle. He did a miracle.
I have to tell you something that I saw it again in my email, and it looked like it had been replied to. So I went ahead and prayed for him again, too, just a few minutes ago. So I'm sorry about that, but it's on the blog.
yeah, that's fine. Thank you for praying, though. And but he went in. Well, he went in yesterday, and they were going to send him home last night. For some reason, I don't know why it was that he stayed anyway.
Observation.
But they did tell him he was going to send him home, but then decided to observe him, okay? Because he had a few hours long seizure, it was. And Victory said when he came to, she could hear him back there talking, but it was still sluggish. And a little while later, as they were observing him, they found he was all limp too during that time. And it was about 4 hours. And so then as they observed him, everything is normal. His limbs became normal. He had MRIs done and nothing was found in the MRIs, nothing abnormal anywhere. Everything was normal. His brain through this seizure grew like it should have, and it grew some. And is better than it was. His brain is better than it was. It's almost like God gave him this seizure to heal him through it or something. So he's probably home now. They discharged him a few hours ago. And he was walking fine and talking fine and nothing was wrong with him. But the prayer request is, yes, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. The prayer request is that Victory's been told that he had this because he wasn't on the seizure medication we gave him the last time he had this, which was in October, when they didn't know if it was a stroke or seizures, and they were actually saying it was stroke. Because when she signed him up for school just a little while ago, she had to get things from the doctor about his health and something about the seizures, and it said no seizures. He's not doesn't have to be watched for a child with seizures at school. But then he had this seizure. So now they're saying you should have been given on the seizure medication. So she believes, so I'm going to religiously give him the seizure medication so it doesn't happen again. So we're just praying that she'll receive anything we tell her, you know, or share with her that she'll want to walk in faith and believe, because he never had a seizure since he was home after last October and November when he got home. He hasn't had a seizure. And so this is the first time, and look what it did. He came out of it just totally healed, and there's no problem. So we're believing that there's total healing, and just want to pray for Victory to have faith in God and trust him this way all the way. And Lord, we just come against this medication being used on him, Lord, the influence of it, God, that you would not want to give glory to that, Lord, to be helping him, but we'll give glory to you, Father. I pray that she will see your hand in this. I know she does. I know she does believe you that you've done this to him, Lord, and is thanking you. But Lord, I just pray you carry it further and you will grow her faith to trust you, Father. And Lord, we just want to rest in that, God, that even whatever happens, you'll keep his body if he is on that. But we pray, Lord, that she'll want to have faith to believe you, Lord, and let you do what you've already done, Lord God, and continue it, Lord. Give you the glory. So thank you, Father. Good God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You might ask her to check the label on that medication she's given and find out what the after effects are. Where is it going to shift the curse to, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Would that help her?
Yeah, we can.
We'll have her do that.
Yeah. Lord, we thank you that whatever it is, if she decides to go ahead and give it to him, that you neutralize it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
All right, Julie.
I'd also just like to add on to that prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I bind those spirits of fear that these seizures are going to keep happening. I just bind all the curses of the medical people who spoke over him or even to their parents, Father, I just bind those lies and cast them down and break their power off of Victory and Evan in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray your blessing and an outpouring of your grace, and give them the faith to believe. Help them, Lord, to confess to you, Lord, any double-mindedness and get rid of it, any doubt and fears and all these things. Help them, Lord, to just to confess this to you so you can cleanse them of it, Lord, and replace all that, Lord, with the boldness of what your word says, Lord, and what they know to be true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
My mom sent me an email earlier, and she has two things. They're news oriented. The first one, she said the China regime are attempting to get stagnant food into the country. I don't know if anybody's heard about that, hiding it in items coming in and causing other problems. Apparently they own a huge area of energy windmills in Texas that stopped working. So I don't know if that was a deliberate thing that they stopped working or what. So I want to pray about that on these. Father, we just ask you to send forth your angels. Help the people at the ports and do whatever it takes to rat out and discover this stagnant food, this bad food that they're trying to sneak into the country. And also, Lord, these windmills, energy windmills that they own. Lord, we just ask you, I know President Trump did a lot of stuff about Chinese owning things or whatever in this country, Lord, and I just pray that you do whatever it takes to take these windmills out of their hands and put it in hands that will use them properly and not try and use them against the people of Texas or this country, you know, shutting them down or whatever the issue may be. And I just thank you for doing that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's this article about Wheaton, Illinois, I guess it is, supposed to have a high percentage per capita of churches, and in the middle of it is a Islamic center, and they're trying to promote anti-Western and anti-Semitic ideologies among Muslim Americans. So, Lord, we just ask you to put a gag order and a restraining order upon these spirits that are operating, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to teach your people to do warfare against these Muslims on them, Lord, and the spirits behind them, Lord, teach them, Lord, show them, Lord, they have authority and that they should not fear this in the name of Jesus. And pray for, you said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, bless your enemies, bless and curse not, Lord. So we just ask you, Lord, to put it in the hearts of those people, your people, Lord, there that are living in that area, to pray for them and pray for their salvation, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to give them dreams, visions, whatever, Lord. Show yourself to them. Show them that you are the Christ. You are the anointed one. You are the Savior of the world. And in no other name is salvation. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for drawing out your elect and bringing them repentance unto salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, they apparently went in there to cause trouble. And we thank you for moving them back out of there in Jesus' name. I want to pray for President Trump. He had another attempt on his life the other day. They had to pump his stomach out. That was over 50 times, they say. And the Secret Service is getting antsy because they don't know if they can protect him with all the attempts on his life already. But I know that God can put a hedge of protection around him that nothing could penetrate. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for putting your warrior angels all around about him and his family, Lord, and all of his people that are up there with him. And I thank you, Lord, that nothing can penetrate to get at him to try to kill him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your protection upon our president and his family and the people around him, Lord, in Jesus' name. In these precarious times, Lord, we put our trust in you. We don't put it in the Secret Service. The Secret Service can probably be bought off. I don't know that, but I know that you can't be bought off. And I know that you put some protection on him. Nothing can penetrate it. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, I thank you for sending somebody up there that's filled with the Holy Spirit and not a bunch of junk to minister to him, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. I believe it. Y'all believe it? It's done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say that I believe the only reason why he's still alive is because of God.
Absolutely.
50% is a lot.
Yep. That's probably more than the rest of them combined.
Yep.
And the only reason he's alive is but God. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I just want to also pray and thank you, Lord, for binding those medical professionals that he may be trusting in from utilizing or from doing anything with nefarious reasons or any type of negligence or anything like that, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you would open up President Trump's heart, his understanding, his wisdom, give him wisdom from above. We thank you for his protection that you've provided and placed around him. We thank you that you will even guide, if he's trusting in physicians, that you will guide and prevent and anything from passing through that avenue. And we thank you for that, Lord, for your great to save the king. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the strength and the courage and the determination that you've placed within him. We thank you that he has been bought and paid for by your blood, Lord, and that he is your servant that you've placed in that position. We thank you for preserving and providing everything he needs to accomplish what he needs to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, Missy.
Father, I just ask you to expose, bring to attention, help them to find out where this came from and find the very source of it, Lord, and bring it down, this assassination attempt, whatever, whoever, whatever it came through, Lord. And I just thank you for doing that, Lord. And we just send your angels to help them do that and to bring to justice those all those that were involved. And well, we know it's the deep state, Lord, but we know they're coming down too, but you know, the immediate here, those that actually did this, and Lord, that they catch them and they squeal on the higher ups, Lord, that more can be hauled off to jail, Lord, and bring to justice. And we, Lord, ask you once again, if there's any elect among them, Lord, you grant them repentance, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. I believe it. Does anybody here not believe that the Lord can take care of Donald Trump? Okay, good. Thank you, Lord, because it's done. It is done. So if it's done, we just believe now, don't we? And thank the Lord for doing it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we believe little Jonah's healed too. Completely. Go ahead, Greg.
I'm twixt between praying about that and something else I want to mention, but I'll pray over that. Lord, I just want to say out loud that those who, well, Lord, that you would just show the angels and the forces protecting Mr. Trump, President Trump, that he would be in awe of you.
Amen.
And that protection also would be shown to those who want to do harm to him and his family, that they would be in fear of you. Amen, that'll do. Nothing like put a bit of terror into the enemy's heart. The other thing I was going to mention and pray for, I'm kind of praise and prayer thing, this one. I brought in here a couple of weeks ago a contact in Melbourne who is a social worker who had a client who was, you know, I guess somewhat into witchcraft, etc., and had a whole lot of books, etc., and was somewhat impressed with the friend I have in Melbourne, a young lady named by the name of Steph, who she was not the kind of Christian, I'll put that in air quotes, that she had been experienced and was opening up to the word. Anyway, Steph gave me a call yesterday and she was all excited because God's doing stuff with this particular young lady, whose name's Lily, by the way. And she said she had shown her Eric Luddy's lineage of majesty with all the names in the lineage of Christ and what they mean, you know, making a narrative. And I said, look, you know, show her, there's another one that Eric Luddy does called The Gospel, which I thought was appropriate. But I just thought we'd pray further for Lily. Because, okay, Lord, that you would, I don't even have to ask you this, but that she would continue to be impressed by you and by the manifestation of your word in believers, that you would give Steph wisdom, that the enemy would continue to be held at bay, Lord, and that all the artifacts of the enemy in the house would be marked for destruction, and the enemy's place in her heart and life would be given a very soon date for eviction. And that Lily herself would be part of your kingdom. She would come through the narrow gate. Amen. That'll do.
Thank you, Lord. Bring her in, Lord. Bring her in. Amen. That says it most certainly is. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just prompted now, if I may. Well, I've got the microphone.
Yes, go right ahead.
To pray for a couple of other people that is just, you know, just on my list. And this is Claudia, who's been here a few times. Her mother and father, her sister, and I'll just add a brother as well. And Lord, I'm just going to reiterate the prayers previous, that the enemy would continue to be corralled from Senor Lewis and Senora Sonia, that the Holy Spirit would continue to be in to the fore in them. Lord, that you would reveal more and more truths of yourself to them. They would know more and more truths about you. And yes, Lord, that they would also, at a very soon date, come through that gate, Lord, and look, have your forces usher them through. That they know you. Lord, I want to pray for Carolina as well. That you would continue, Lord. In my heart, I feel that she already knows you, and that you have done a work, though we don't have confirmation that in the natural, but that's fine. Lord, her name has been brought before your throne, and I ask that humility would continue to be her clothing, and that, Lord, you would bring about a reconciliation from wherever she is in the planet to her family and her household, and that they together would glorify you in what you've done in touching each other at various points in the globe. And Lord, we as your ecclesia just give you glory and honor for what you're doing. Amen. That'll do. Over.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? We'd like to welcome our guests, Rion and Claire, to the... Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to have y'all with us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Judy.
I'd like to give a little testimony. My daughter, Tanya, she's doing better. She's starting to take authority over the enemy has used her husband against her. I was able to find out beforehand. She was afraid to go in the house because that's where he was, and he was bothering her all day, I guess, or something. But anyway, I said, I'll stay on the line and you can just walk in the house. So, I mean, she was in a panic mode because of what had happened with that assault thing. And not that there was anything major assault done, but just that when the police come, you know, then it's like, she called the police, but when the police come, it's like, you know, you always feel rattled. But anyway, she still was kind of panicky, and she had heard that he was not being truthful to the cops and everything. He said that anyway, long story short, she kept me on the line, and she went in the house while I was on the line, because she was, like I said, she was afraid to go in the house. And so then he started talking to her, and I know it was demons, and I know it because I've been around him before, so I know. And he was cursing her while she was on the phone with me. I could hear him cursing at her and talking mean to her and stuff. And I didn't know that she had put the phone on speaker, but I came against those demons. And while I was on the phone with her, came against those demons. I told him to just be quiet, you know. And I heard him talking. He stopped for a couple minutes, and I heard him talking again. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I command those demons to shut up. I was mad. And so then I didn't hear anything anymore. And so after that day, she was doing better. She said she came against the demons, and three different times he was hovering around her, mumbling under his breath, like he wanted to talk, but he didn't talk to her. And so, like I said, I think that that she's starting to realize her authority and with the demons, you know, and recognizing that that's what's operating out of him. And so she hasn't texted me, but sometimes when she doesn't text me, I know that things are okay. And like I said, the last time that I did, she did text me. She says she's doing pretty good and stuff like that. So thank you for the prayers. She says thank you for the prayers, and she would like us to continue to pray for her with, you know, in regards to everything that's going on. So Lord, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in her. And I thank you, Father, that she is not, that she recognizes that she is not wrestling against flesh and blood, that it's the demons using her, her husband, and wanting to come against her and use her. So Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're able to show her and guide her and lead her into your past, that you're able to put her, to recognize her need to put the enemy under her feet, and just continue to work in her heart. And thank you, Father, that she's listening to the broadcast, the studies, Bible studies, and she's telling me to keep sending them. So that's good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying for her.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for making a mighty woman of God out of her and a prayer warrior. In yes. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Adelina, you want to sing a song for us, honey? I don't know about that. Go ahead, Pat.
I wanted to actually, Mike's prayer is, I'd like to join in with that, in agreement with Mike's prayer. But I'd also like to pray. I just want to confess that I'm dealing with the same thing right now. And I'd like to ask for prayer for healing of my teeth. Also, I just want to confess the fear of and the anxiety connected to that. Could be just because of the battle against fear. Even if I confess, to the group that I need prayer for my teeth, it's like there's a certain fear connected with that, and it's kind of a fear connected with feeling unable to stand in faith for anything that comes down the pike. So I just want to confess that. Number one is sin, and cast it down in Jesus' name. But I also just want to ask for prayer, just to stand in strength that Jesus has nailed my sin on the cross, nailed the consequences of my sin, taken the curse on himself for me, that curse is not on me. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that you've carried sin away. You've taken away that stony heart out of my flesh and replaced it with your heart of flesh. And I thank you for that. Thank you that by your stripes, I was healed, and specific, my teeth were healed. And Lord, I'm asking also for healing of the cause of that teeth, whether it be cavities or breakage or whatever it is. Lord, you know exactly what it is. But every bit of it was laid upon you on the cross. You took it all. And I thank you for that. I confess, Lord, that any double-mindedness, any sin of fear or anxiety, I cast it upon you, for you say to cast our fears upon you and cast them down to the ground. So I put them under my feet as you have commanded me to do, and trust you, and I thank you for it. Thank you for your healing in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I want to pray with you And I want to pray for anybody else. Raise your hands if you need some teeth fixed, because I need some too. And okay, we're going to pray and we're going to believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just like Pat said, your son went to the cross for us. We wouldn't have to worry about going to Dennis or any of that garbage. And Father, we thank you. We just believe, Lord, that everything that's happened to our teeth to be restored as new.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
That we don't have to put up with cavities. We don't have to put up with broken teeth. We don't even have to put up with bridges. And we thank you, Father, that you are in the process. You've already done it 2,000 years ago. You've replaced and restored our teeth in Jesus' name. That every one of them, we've got 32 perfect teeth in our head in Jesus' name. I think it's 32 in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for me and everybody in here and everybody that's listening.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Glory, hallelujah. It's done. How many of you believe it's done? It's done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woohoo. Amen. Got some new pearly whites too. Lord, shine them up before you put them in there. In Jesus' name. All right.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We will allow the guests to go ahead and talk. You may talk. We love y'all. Go ahead.
It's so lovely to be here, and I'm standing in faith for all of you, for your teeth. It's the first thing I learned in coming into this way of living from our elder in South Africa, from Cornelius. It was one of the first things he ever said to me: you can have faith for perfect teeth. And so I've been believing it for a decade, and I know all of you can have beautiful, perfect teeth. You already have beautiful, perfect teeth, because when you smile, you're smiling the smile of Jesus, and he wouldn't have imperfect teeth. I have such a cool little testimony that I'd like to share. There's two. The one is that we had to buy a new wardrobe, It definitely wasn't new. So we bought one, and then we brought it home, and it was a mammoth job. Like, my husband, as wonderfully as he's put together, like, he had to carry this thing by himself, and it was, and then he asked me to help, and I'm like, really? Spaghetti arms? But anyway, so we finally got this thing to the point where it was painted and it was all good, and we had to get it in the house. And we did the measurements and we couldn't get it in. Like, it was too big to get through. So now we've done all this effort and we had to drive, you know, the route, like, it's a 3-hour return to get the thing. So now we're standing.
It's all painted.
It's already.
We got it in front of the door. We just look at this door.
And we're like, this isn't going to happen. And we measure it. And
it can't. We'd have to take it off the trolley. So we're definitely going to have to push it. And it's just Claire and I.
So,
and I measure it and everything. I go, think of also the other ways.
Yeah,
and I
just say, there's just no way that it's going
to
get in.
It's mathematically impossible for this thing to go around this one little bend that it needs to go in.
So so I know Tomitas is always at the front door. So I just looked in that direction. I mean, I don't see him all the time, right? Like, but I just, in my mind's eye, I know he's there. So I said a prayer. I said, Lord, you know that we needed this, and we asked you if we could get one, and it's all good, and we did the right thing. So I just command to meet us in Jesus' name to help us get this thing in. And the next minute,
and we just said, okay, we're just going to push it.
We're just going to
push. Let's just go.
And the next it was so light.
It was one big push. It went around the corner, straight into the room. It was like that hallway became this massive tunnel. I had no idea how we got this water up in here. I guarantee you, we'll leave it here. If we ever leave, we'll leave it here. But they won't get it out unless they have supernatural help. That thing's staying in here forever.
So that was pretty cool. And then the other thing that was very, very cool is that my washing machine lid broke. Now, why I say that's cool is because the washing machine's been giving us trouble for a while, but we've been praying for it, and it's, you know, like it keeps on working, keeps on working. This is something we bought from a very colorful character in Brisbane when we lived there. It was very cheap, and it was the first thing we bought when we arrived in the country. So, because we didn't come with much. So we've had this thing, and I don't know who cares about all this kind of stuff as long as it washes the clothes, right? But I've learned since then. So it was a top loader, and the thing opened and closed, and it could do the washing. And in Brisbane, you just put your clothes out and it dries, and it's fine because the sun is great. But then we moved here and we had to get a dryer, and then the dryer broke. So we got a new dryer for free, which is great. But I always had this little issue with a dryer, and I always thought, you know, it's this dryer is just not doing it. You know, like it takes me 4 hours to do a load from washing it to drying it, and it takes so long. I don't know about, I know these are first world problems, but they are still problems, right? Like, it's just not great. So we've been dealing with this for 3 years, and then the lid broke. So Rion siliconed the lid, and then it still was just impacting the machine to such a point that we said, okay, well, I'm sure we could get a new one. The Lord said yes. Rion said, do you want a new one, or can you just deal with a secondhand one again? And I'm like, of course we can deal with the secondhand one again. Like, it'll be, you know, it's new for me. So get it. And I didn't want to even touch it for the first couple of days, because I'm like, oh, I haven't read the manual, and what if I mess it up? And so I left it. And then I had mountains of washing after 4 days, and I thought I better do something. So on Monday, put the first load in, 47 minutes, and it's done. I'm like, what is this? And then I put it in the dryer. In an hour, my clothes were dry, like an hour. And I thought, like, the Lord just said to me, he's like, you see, sometimes you're blaming the wrong thing. Sometimes it's the first thing that you're taught. Sometimes it's the first thing that's wrong in our walk. It's those first principles that were wrong that we still hold on to. And then we want to blame everything else for not working for his glory. But if you go back to the basics and you just read his word will make everything clean, and it will make everything dry properly. And if it doesn't, there's something wrong with those first principles. And I just loved that. I thought, thank you, Lord, for that lesson, you know. And the other thing was, in ignorance, I didn't know that it was the washing machine. How would I have known? Like, it was washing the clothes clean enough, the stuff just wasn't drying. And so, because it was still so wet, like, it never did the spin cycle properly. All of that to say that we need to get the basics right.
Yes, we do. All right, go ahead, Sue or Judy, or whoever else is in there.
I was just going to pray a little more about the teeth, because Judy mentioned, what about praying against bleeding gum?
That's easy for you to say.
And I was thinking of pain, you know, how sometimes can we get pain and swelling and, you know, infection and stuff like that. So I come against any infection. If anybody has any infection, anybody has any pain, anybody has any bleeding gums, I command those symptoms, all signs and symptoms of gums and teeth problems, I command them to go in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for the healing that you have given us, and that you will continue to give us as we give it to you. In Jesus' name. I know that I've had David pray David and Michael pray over me with my teeth. And there's been a couple times where I didn't tell them I had any infection or anything, but I felt like a swelling and felt like I might be starting an infection. And they said right away, I come against this infection. And I didn't say anything about infection. I just said I have a sore tooth, you know, and within an hour it went away. So I'm giving that to encourage people, you know, that is there, you know. So thank you, Lord. Amen. And you wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted to ask for a prayer for my cousin. Doesn't have to do with teeth. I just got a text from her. She's the one that has the dog that was really sick. But the dog's doing a lot better, and he's healed. But she thinks she's coming down with something, and she's concerned that she has to take care of the dog, and she doesn't want to give him anything, you know. So she asked for prayer for herself. My cousin's name is Bev. Lord, I thank you for covering Bev with your protection, and that she is not coming down with anything. And I command the demons of
infirmity,
what?
Infirmity.
Infirmity, to leave her now in the name of Jesus, and that she knows you're doing it. And we thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That Bullet and Mom was healed.
Yeah, will you say an extra prayer for her?
Yeah, what's her name?
Bev.
Bev. Yeah, Lord, we thank you for instilling in her to speak blessings and not curses upon herself, and not to worry about the things that are coming, because she is a child of God, and she's in your hands, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we command doubt and unbelief to go from her, that nothing that even tries to come, all she has to do is rebuke it, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for all of these lessons you give us, Lord, in order to teach her to walk by you, Lord. We thank you for it for Bev, too. We command that spirit of infirmity off of her. You go and don't come back in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That's a done deal.
Yes.
I know it.
Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was just going to say maybe it can help somebody. I mean, I've been believing for my teeth for, I think it's more than 15 years since I've been to dentist. I haven't been to doctor for 15 years either. And I'm doing fine in that sense that I don't have to go, especially with the doctor thing. It hasn't really been any issues. And I wasn't a person who was sick all the time before either. So, but as for with the dentist, I haven't, my teeth are, they're old fillings. They have, it's been, so it's quite a few parts missing, if I put it that way. And, but I've just kept on believing they will be healed. I mean, I will see the manifestation, even though I haven't seen it yet. And I haven't had any issues. And it's a lot of years. And every time before when I went to the dentist, usually was, yeah, it's the beginning of a cavity there. We will fix that so that it doesn't get bigger. And they kept doing that more or less every time. I'm not saying they did anything wrong, but what I'm saying is if I haven't had any toothaches or anything like that for 15 years, God must have been there, even though I haven't seen the full manifestation of my teeth yet. So, I don't know if that's encouraging for somebody to hear that also, even if they wouldn't see it, or even if there's a trial of your faith. I pray it won't be as long as mine, but, you know, hang in there. That's all I wanted to share.
Amen. I remember the story David told about praying for a lady that came up and wanted prayer that the Lord would put a filling in her a tooth, a molar. She had a molar back there that had a cavity in it. And he prayed, and God did. And at the same time, David said that evening, he thought about it. And he said, well, I've got one back here in the back of my tooth. He said, Lord, I just ask that you heal it in the name of Jesus. Well, he put filling in her tooth, and he put enamel on his. And so you got to be careful how you pray. I pray for restoration. I remember that from a long time ago. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Anybody else before I start singing? Yeah, Joe, you got a song you want to sing, brother?
Not yet. Thank you. That's all right. I just have a praise report. Over the last 10 months, I only get 50% of my salary. But it looks like we're going to hear today, I'm going to get another 25% of that back pay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Did I see somebody else raise your hands?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, I've been standing in faith too. I have a loose tooth that's really, really loose. And I've been just standing in faith. And I prayed that it would just be restored, you know. And because I've had a couple teeth had to be pulled. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to have that done again. You know, they spoke the curse over me many years ago, saying I had periodontal disease, and I just rebuke it. I'm not doing anything about it. I'm just standing in faith to restore it. It's like really loose, and it'd be great.
Okay. We're going to pray for it. Right, it's not going to be loose.
And I'm like, I don't want to lose 80.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord, that you're restoring my tooth, and it's not even going to be loose. It's going to be planted there like it's supposed to be. In Jesus' name.
We believe with you. Now, your job from now on is not to call it your loose tooth, because you ain't got a loose tooth anymore, because God healed it, right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Barbara, can you hear me? You were cutting in and out, but we pretty much got against everything you said. Your bandwidth.
Yes, amen.
Must be.
Amen. Yes, I can. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. I got kicked, but I don't know what the problem is with the internet here. But okay. I can hear you guys okay.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Missy.
I just want to pray. We just command Barbara's bandwidth to be what it's supposed to be, so that we can hear her and she can hear us, and that she can even have a video on. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for doing that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, go ahead, David.
I got a praise report.
You only get one a week, David. One a week. That's all you get, buddy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I could name off every day because God's blessing me every day. But when we were moving here, we were thinking ahead of time, we're like, well, now we need to get Wi-Fi in order to even get into these calls because service and all that, we don't know how it's going to be. But God made it so perfect. He sent us to a place where we got full bars of 4G and full service to where we could join calls. And God just blessed us with it all without Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Now, let me turn this off. Somebody else have their hand raised. Go ahead. Barbara, you got your hand raised? Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
Am I raised?
Well, no, it's not now. I went ahead and lowered it. I just probably forgot to do it. Lower.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
I just give a quick testimony about what the Lord's done with my teeth. And I think it's because about 10 years now or so, I've been using toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride in it because I didn't want to have any fluoride in my system. And first time I told the dentist about that, he said, "Oh, well, that's not good." He says, "You're probably just going to get cavities and stuff." And when he said that, I was with the Lord at the time, and I said, "No, it's not going to happen." And I haven't had a cavity since then. I think that was the Lord's way of turning back on his dentist and saying, "No, you're not going to curse him. He's not going to have any cavities." So I just, right, once in a while, I do go in and get my teeth checked, and I haven't. And I think it bothers him that I never get any cavities. I'm pretty sure because I haven't. He's had to touch my teeth. I get them clean once in a while. That's it. So it's just when people try to curse you, it's like it kind of turns back on them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, that's what you got to tell them. You don't know what you're talking about, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Pat. I need somebody tell me how to turn off the VPN because I'm having a terrible time turning it off.
I just got a little quick one. I have been on my the how can I say this? I have to say that my management style as a superintendent is probably more of a patient, working with people to try to help them and encourage them and move them, you know, if they're doing something wrong and, you know, to kind of go into a teacher mode type of thing. And unfortunately, that mode tends to allow people to kind of run over you and do what they want to do to a certain degree. And unfortunately, the project kind of suffers for that. And I think the Lord kind of broke something in me. And I started being, I guess the problems started piling up so high that I had to quit that type of process and move more into just directing people, do this, or, you know, there was a couple of violations where we're working for a company that everybody has to wear masks. You come in and you get a temperature taken and everything. And obviously I believe that is a farce, but if I'm going to represent my company to this client, I have to, you know, do all these things basically. And I have to enforce them as well. And so I have been allowing certain things to happen, like people not wearing their masks or holding it down here. I go by and say, put your mask up and that sort of thing. But, and it has gotten worse and worse and more of a lenient type of environment that I've allowed. And something just broke in me. And I finally started telling people, this is a last warning. If I tell you again, you're out of here. And then I sent an email over to their boss and everything, and really stirred the pot at work. All because it is a requirement for this particular company and the work and whatever. But the thing that I noticed about it was that it stirred the pot in these people and motivated them to the point of anger that they obeyed the rules. And so I think there's something in that concept, because I think people will push you just like little kids. They'll push you to the point of breaking. And if you allow it, it's like the old scenario of counting to 10. I'm gonna count to 10. If you don't get up and do that, I'm gonna, you know. And so they know that they can wait until 9 before they actually move, type of thing. But anyway, so something in me, all I can say is something broke. I'm not quite sure what the process is, what the thing is or whatever, but I'm just praising the Lord that whatever that is, I'm sure he'll give me wisdom as to, you know, what the thing is in me that has broken. But anyway, I just wanted to praise him and thank him for that little thing in there that took place. So thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, thank you for your taser on these people to get them in line. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody, anyone else? Okay, y'all ready for some praise and worship? Okay. All right. Now, I didn't get that damn VPN off because it won't allow me to go in there for whatever reason. Yeah. Y'all go, Judy.
For me, all I got to do is, you know, the little icon on the bottom of your screen. We have a Mac, but if you click on the icon, it should pull it up and then just hit disconnect right in the center where it says connected.
That's just it. I clicked and right clicked and left clicked and clicked and clicked. And
you see where it says, you see where it says connected, right?
Nope.
Why not?
I have, well, yeah, really.
You have generally Express. Does. You have Express,
no,
right?
I don't have, no, I do not. We changed. We changed.
Okay, I didn't know that. It was giving you problems.
To another. Anyway, we'll try it and see what happens.
It's going to work in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, here we go. Well, wait a minute. I got to share a screen. Hang on.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ. His Son, give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
You're not Julius Caesar, okay?
No, I'm not. You didn't think big enough.
What if you had the perfect...
Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.
Little in our own eyes.
Let the children come, the little ones, for of such as the kingdom. Let the children come, the greatest ones, for of such as the kingdom. For we must become like a little child to enter into the kingdom of God. We must become little in our own eyes. For we must become like a little child to enter into the kingdom of God. We must become little in our own eyes. We must become like a little child to enter into the kingdom of God. We must become little in our own eyes. We must become like a little child to enter into the kingdom of God. We must become little in our own
Father's glory.
My name is Scott Harrison.
Just listen.
This is my wife, my
thank you.
wonder.
This is our home.
Howdy, neighbors.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Sam Barker here from The Motley Fool. Behind me is Landmark Mall, or what used to be. What once was a bustling and booming shopping center just a stone's throw away from Motley Fool.
Saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With the manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master calleth them to come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. By his side, all the host of heaven will assemble be. Old will be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
My Lord, you have put your hand on this town. I can see it.
Creation.
January 2017.
Out of this tomb, buried underneath the lies that you believed, safe and sound, stuck in the ground, too lost to be found. You're just asleep, and it's time.
Kind of doctor's office that's doing primary care differently.
Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah still and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord.
Thought of us before the world began to breathe. You knew our names before we came to be. You saw the very day we fall away from you, and how desperately we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, would rain.
our hearts and purify our lives. We need your perfect love, we need your discipline. We're lost unless you guide.
Take my life, I lay it down at the cross where I am found. All I have, I give to you, oh God. Take my hands and make them clean. Keep my heart.
Bye.
She's like a little ham. She's just a constant.
Shalom. My name is Or, which is the Hebrew word for light. If you already knew this, you must have a special.
Господи, ты испытал.
Started there, he handed it down to the hands of men.
God.
is gonna rise from the valley of the end.
All right, God's building that church. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Gonna be flying out of here most anytime. Praise the Lord. All right, I'm sorry if I missed your song. We just run out of a whole lot of time. Thank you, Lord. Did I get everybody? I think I did. At least one of them anyway.
Michael, can you sing like that baritone guy?
Sure, but not on there. I'd be having telephone calls all throughout the country. That old boy could get down there, couldn't he?
Ooh.
My goodness. Ooh. That boy was bassy now. Glory to God. My goodness. Well, Lord, we just thank you for a wonderful time tonight. I had a good time, and I know y'all did too. And Father, we just ask that you give us all a good night's sleep tonight. And thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. We all going to show up next week with a good white set of pearlies in our mouth. Glory to God, and we're all going to be healed and restored. And everything else is going to take place too that we've been praying for. Because we know that when we pray, it's going to be answered. Because you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. And you're a gracious God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed now.